The borough charter gives the assembly until June 15th to finalize a budget for the fiscal year that starts up in July. Typically, that means review of a spending plan starting in April or May, but borough officials don't expect the governor and state legislature to have reached agreement on state spending levels by that time. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht explained.
I fully expect that we will know very little from the state on what their budget's going to look like. So it's going to be kind of a status quo type budget, and unless we hear something in the meantime about what the state's going to do. I hate to say this because it sounds scary, but I think we'll probably likely have to come back in the fall after the assembly is, or excuse me, after the state has finally decided on a budget and everybody gets back from fishing and being out of town, and may very likely have to come back and redo the budget process to take into account changes that the state has done.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed over $1.5 billion in state spending cuts, which would have impacts for the municipal government, schools, hospital, businesses, and nonprofits locally. The state legislature is drafting its operating budget for the upcoming year, although the governor can veto spending from that final plan. Petersburg's Assembly scheduled a meeting for April 17th at 6 p.m. in Borough Assembly Chambers to get their first look at proposed budgets for the borough's general fund and enterprise funds. They'll vote on that budget with three readings of an ordinance in May and early June. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci, attending by phone, had questions about the process.
When is the opportunity to look at cuts to city government and or additions to city government?
Giesbrecht responded that the meeting in April would be the best opportunity to vote on changes and give staff direction for a borough spending plan. Additional changes can be done throughout the three readings of the budget ordinance as well. Mucci has tried for months to have a discussion among the assembly about budget changes he'd like to see, but other assembly members have removed those topics from meeting agendas.
For me, sometimes it gets lost in the weeds. We come up with a balanced budget, and you know, I'm all for streamlining the borough government, and if there's things that we could possibly do to make that happen, or, you know, I've been trying to get an EMS coordinator firefighter to help out at the fire hall. I just want to know when to do that. Is sooner? I don't want to wait till the meeting on the 17th to do it.
Mucci submitted a list of proposed cuts and additions he'd support to the borough manager late last year and said he'd submit that again. He supported suggestions from the manager, including reducing hours at the Baylor, library, and gym, as well as ending snow removal outside city limits. He also expressed interest in funding cuts for the school district and community service organizations. Other assembly members haven't yet committed to specific changes they'd like to see in borough spending, opting to wait and see on state funding levels instead. The budget meeting on April 17th will be a special meeting instead of a work session, so assembly members can vote on changes to the draft spending plan at that time. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.